The following podcast is for mature audiences only. This show contains explicit language and graphic stories not suitable for children or people who get offended easily. Seriously, this is your chance to leave. And you might want to put some headphones on, for real. Listener discretion is advised. To another episode of the Dumbfounded podcast, where two good brothers discuss some of the craziest and insane ways people die. That's so strange and borderline comical, it'll leave you dumbfounded. I am one of your hosts, all the way from Dallas, Texas, where everything is kind of normal here. Just ignore what we talked about last episode. It is I, your boy John, and with me via Zencastr is none other than my good brother himself. It's Patrick. What's happening, bro?
What up, bro? What up, dummies? How's it going?
Happy, well, you listen to this on Monday, so happy Monday.
Monday.
Hopefully, you don't have the case of the Mondays like I always do.
It's the worst day of the week.
It is, bro. How you been, man?
I've been good, man. I've been good. Same old. I mean,
yeah,
nothing crazy.
Hey, just fair warning, there's supposed to be a thunderstorm in like the next 10 minutes. So if you hear thunder and lightning, ignore it. So, you know, we graduated from the snowpocalypse. Now we're on the torrential, hey, you might get hit by a tornado type of shit. So we'll see. Maybe that's by tornado next week if I'm still alive.
So. Do you guys have tornadoes out there?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think but for some reason, every single time that it does touch down here, we're always gone. Or the one time that it did land over here, my wife was still like, hey, I'm hungry. Can you get Thai food? I'm like, it's pouring rain. Yeah, can you get Thai food? I'm like, all right.
You ever seen the movie Twister?
I don't think I have.
Oh, damn. It's pretty old. I want to say I was like 9, 10 years old maybe when I saw that movie.
Okay.
But it's like, I forgot the gist of the movie, but they're like storm chasers chasing tornadoes.
Okay. Would you do some shit like that?
Hell no.
Nah, bro. I value my life way too much.
That is out of my control, bro. That bitch could take a hard left in like a split second, fucking engulf you.
That could be a good episode. That's by storms.
Next thing you know, you're fucking the Land of Oz. trying to get back home.
We're not in Kansas anymore. I mean, I could say that because I actually lived in Kansas, so fucking Toto. But yeah, man, it's been a crazy week. And you know, and I'm gonna start this off like what we prefaced last week. I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone that supported us. I know we went kind of on a crazy turn last week. We got pretty serious, and the outpour of support that we got from just a bunch of people was just like really amazing. And I just want to say thank you once again. And, you know, I really want to say thank you to Josh from Let's Start a Cult first and foremost, and Melanie from Mask of Sanity. They gave us the airtime on their show to help us spread the awareness of the hashtag Stop Asian Hate. But, you know, to us, it's more than a hashtag. That's who we are, you know. And they also both pledged to donate any of the earnings they made from that audio to the AAPIfund.org that we chose. And also some people also purchased the merch that I created last week. And we've had a few, about like, I think like 6 or 7 people already bought the shirt. So best believe, guys, all the proceeds will go to the AAPIfund.org. And, you know, and all the support, a lot of people reached out to us, messaged us saying, hey, thank you for using your platform, commenting on our post, saying like, this is great that you guys did that. And sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, and I'm sure Patrick appreciates the sentiment as well, it just gives me hope that, you know, there's more people like that that supports a cause. And, you know, maybe we can change the narrative someday that we don't have to talk about this shit anymore.
Yeah, man. I mean, you said it all. I mean, yeah, but I just want to say thank you as well. It's fucking crazy. Fuck, if we had more people like you guys, we'd be a better world, you know? Like, fuck.
Right.
But
yeah,
man, I appreciate like the airtime and everything, and you guys reaching out to us, and it's been amazing. It's been an amazing week.
Yeah. And I've been telling people, like, I've been overwhelmed in like the best way possible. And it's, you know, people asking us like, hey, can we get that audio file that you guys talked about? And it's crazy because I was telling people that I was getting nervous for them. You know, I'm like, hey, we cuss a lot. We say a lot of dumb shit. I mean, we had a lot of porn reference there in the end, you know? And it's like, they also said the same thing, you know, like, hey, if these people get offended by the way we presented the information, even though there's a lot of truths behind it, then that's not the right people that they want to entertain anyways, you know? And that hits home because it's like, you, especially like Melanie and Josh, like you would risk the irk of your audience. Yeah. Just to help us spread the message. And guys, truly thankful. And I can't say enough thanks about the opportunity that you gave us. And there's a lot more people reaching out. So thank you. We really appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm just speechless. Like, it was so nice of them, bro. They didn't have to do that.
No, definitely not.
They could have just linked it or tagged us or something, but no, they put it on their own show as an extra episode. And yeah, man, it's fucking insane.
Shout out to y'all, man. But we hate to get on the bad topic of that. It's just because I feel like everyone, there's a lot of things that's just been going on in the country, you know, like this week, man, we just got hit with another tragedy. And I hate to get serious again, but whatever happened to Colorado this week, man, like a mass shooter, and you know, our thoughts are definitely with the families that are affected. And even though like I'm a huge proponent when it comes to Second Amendment, like I believe people should have the right to defend themselves with arms like that. But obviously it's time for a change, you know, and obviously the current system is not working. And all I'm asking for is for both parties to work together instead of bashing each other, and, you know, maybe hope to find a middle ground. So I don't want to hear another mass shooting incident like next week, man. That's just horrible. But yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have much to say on that. It's just, and it's always in Colorado, bro. You notice that?
Yeah, I mean, Columbine happened in Colorado. I think the
Batman one.
Yeah,
the movie theater one shooting happened in Colorado. Yep.
So that it's just really unfortunate. But we hate to get serious again. We don't want to do this 2 weeks in a row for you guys. And, you know, we try to be the fun show, you know, and we'll try to, our aim is to at least distract you from all the craziness that's happening in the world right now. And we're here to help you cope with that, with our stupidness. So we're going to get on with our show, kind of. So we're going to get started with episode shout outs like I always do in this episode. But, first off, I want to say thank you. And this is the craziest thing that happened this week that's not news related. But I just want to say thank you to our brand new listener, River, at Kahawai Aloha. Kahawai Aloha. But anyways, River, my God, man. Let me tell you about River. The last time he tweeted us, probably like about 6-7 hours ago, this dude was in episode 22 already. And he started last night. That's a whole day's worth of episodes that you listened, and it's crazy. And you know, and they tweeted us and they just binge our whole catalog, and I think he's probably responsible for the crazy spike that we had this week. So shout out to River, and you know, we really hope that you truly enjoy the episodes that we're putting out there, and yeah, for engaging with us as well. And that brings me to the point, Grachi, River is giving you the run for your money for being our best fan.
Our crazy fan.
So shout out to Grachi as well. We were going back and forth, and she tweeted something about, you know how we were talking about MSG last week in one of our episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah, she put that to the best sinigang is you, or MSG, or sinigang is the best when MSG was used. So and of course I had to respond with a pun, so I was just like, on my deathbed, you know, the priest is going to be next to me and be like, Father, I forgive me for I have bitch sinned. Stupid. And then she put OMSG, like, you know, oh my God. So I'm like, yeah, Gratchy, thank you. Oh my God. I was drinking water and I literally spit the drink out because I had a good laugh about that. So shout out to you, Gratchy. And I just listened to the part two of our collab episode with Josh at Let's Start a Cult podcast with Hitler. We had two episodes about Hitler, and bro, I was crying from all the stupid shit that we were saying. And Josh too. I mean, like, I feel like us three, we can have like our own show together from all this stupid shit that we say. But thank you, Josh, for inviting us once again, and hopefully that episode is a hit because I thought it was hilarious. Oh,
yeah, shout out Josh. I'm wearing his merch actually.
Oh shit!
I think it's kind of blown out, but
shout out to Josh, man. We always appreciate you, brother. And of course, our usual suspects. I mean, our usual listeners. Shout out to Jade and Red, constantly promoting us, always tweeting about our episodes, always sending us questions from last week. So shout out to you guys, and you know, we'll talk to you in like probably after we record this episode. And yeah, they've been one of our day ones. So like, shout out, appreciate to y'all. Last but not the least, want to say thank you to a couple of people who helps us promote all the time. Aaron from I Had to Say It, Jules from Riddle Me That, and their new show that's coming up as well. The crew from the Words podcast, the Let's Chat crew, Dustin from Sandman Stories. By the way, I can't wait until he does Filipino folk tales because he does folk tales for like.
Oh, I'm down. I'm down for Filipino folk taste.
Folk taste. I bet you are, buddy. But yeah, and just want to say thank you to all of you guys for constantly recommending us to people. That is literally the hardest part about podcasting, just getting our audience up and, you know, getting us across the board. So thank you for doing the hard work for us. But that's all I got for shout outs this week, bro. Do you have any?
Nah, you covered all the ones, all the ones I had in mind, but.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks guys. I mean, like John said, I mean, yeah, getting our name out there, our show out there is the hardest part. And you guys definitely are doing a lot of the work for us. And we really, really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. It's like mind numbing tweeting like every time. But the fact that you guys doing that for us already, thank you. It's a lot of hard work. But we're kind of ahead of the schedule today. It might be a little shorter episode because we had like almost a 2-hour episode last week. So would you like to introduce our topic this week, bro?
Our topic this week is debts by karma.
Ooh.
So, I mean, okay, look, I'm gonna be honest. These articles did not have like karma in it. But in my head, like, watch, when you hear the stories, you're gonna be like, yeah, that's karma. All right.
We always bend the requirements anyways, all the time. I was the same way. I'm just like, you know what?
He did so stupid. Oh, it's hard. Because no one really, like, no news article really mentions the word karma.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so this is just our, to gloss over. We're really running out of ideas, guys. I mean, episode 31. I mean, we've only used a couple topics. Like, we recycled a couple of them.
So yeah.
Pretty soon it's going to be like part 3 or part 4 of the same shit over and over again. But, you know, I guess people still listen to us, so that's all good. But I don't really have any dead ass facts this week. But just for a few reference, just kind of if someone doesn't really understand what karma is, I guess I can give you a definition, and I was really lazy about this, so I mean, I just looked it up on Wikipedia. It's not the most reliable source, but I just put it there, whatever. But Wikipedia defines it as, it's kind of, take it as you see fit, because, you know, it's not the most reliable source, but karma is defined as action, work, or deed. So it can also be referred to a spiritual or of cause and effect, pretty much. And according to happybuddha.com, there's supposed to be 12 laws of karma that, you know, people should know. Some of it includes the law of creation, the law of humility, law of growth, responsibility, connection, and all that. And yeah, I don't really have anything this week. I'm really unprepared.
Oh, that's funny, because one of my deadass facts was what karma, because when I, before this, I didn't know what karma really was. I mean, I had a different perspective of what karma is, but upon doing research, it says karma is about all that a person has done, is doing, and will do. Karma is not about punishment or reward. See, that's where I thought it was, you know, like I'm going to get good karma, or this is going to be bad karma, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of my all perception about it too. I mean, you growing up, what do you hear?
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah, that's all you hear all the time. So
yeah, it makes a person responsible for their own life and how they treat other people. The theory of karma is a major belief in Hinduism, Sikhism, Sikhism, Buddhism.
Sick.
This one's it's Ayyavazhi.
Ay, shit.
Ayyavazhi.
Then we're gonna get bad karma for butchering.
And I want to say this is Jainism. Jainism.
Yes. Yeah. that one.
Yeah. And then my second deadass fact is karma is scientifically proven. It says we already know that we literally create our reality by means of what we think and feel. And when we think happy thoughts or do good deeds, our brain will benefit on a major scale from it. This will only cause other positive effects and events in our lives.
Do you believe in karma that way now?
I was just going to ask you to.
Yeah, now that you got the scientific definition of it, like, do you believe in karma?
Shit. I thought I did. But now that I know what karma really is, I guess you could say, yeah. It does. Like, you do feel good after doing something good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but do you think the universe has like a way of...
Oh, like it's like preemptive, like...
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not really spiritual.
I'm not either. So that's why it's kind of hard for me to like kind of think about that. But I've seen instances where it's like, or, you know, like it's how it's always portrayed, like the term bad things happen to good people. You know, it's just isn't that like a reverse karma? Like, shouldn't good things happen to good people because they do good deeds? Right. Like, that kind of made me question it. And I just think there's too much factors involved in karma. And I don't know. To me, it's just luck.
True.
And sometimes, you know, being in the right place in the right time or the wrong place in the wrong time type of situation.
Yeah. I think I'm more on that.
So you're more of like a realist when it comes to that? Like, you don't really...
Yeah. Not saying I don't do good things, guys, all right? Not saying I'm an asshole all the time, but...
Not all the time.
Keywords.
But I don't know. Like, okay, so have you ever had a situation where it's... You did something good and then you saw like a string of events that you're like, okay, maybe this is something that we... Because I was going to say, what we did last week, to bring it up,
yeah.
Now that I think about it, I have a feeling that we started to get good karma because of that.
Yeah, the show did start to get good karma. Like, yeah, so me and John have noticed this past week we've had crazy amount of downloads. Like 200 one day and like 150 another day, and then I think today we have like another 100.
Yeah, we don't even get that shit in a week sometimes.
yeah, and it's crazy. And I'm sure it's like because Josh Mel put us on their platform as well. So, but yeah, I guess you could say that's good karma.
And we were talking about last episode or a few episodes ago when we started making fun of like shit and religion. Like, I ended up hitting my head in the in my garage. Would that be considered bad karma because I was talking shit about Jesus?
Yeah, I would say so.
Damn. Okay.
Karma's real, bro.
Huh?
Karma's real.
Okay. To me, karma just sounds like a stripper name, you know? It's just like... So it's like, I don't know. It could be good or bad.
Or a strip club. Isn't there a strip club name called Karma?
I wouldn't know. I'm a good boy.
Yeah, same. I never been. No, for real, for real. No, 100%. No, dummies, for real. I swear to God. Put this on everything. I've never been to a strip club.
Oh, you've never been?
Never. Not once.
Oh, shit.
I've never been, bro.
I'm horrible at strip clubs.
I've never been.
I've been a couple times, and dude, it's bad. Oh my God, this is horrible. But I'm cheap. I'm super cheap.
The strip club is definitely not the place for you if you're cheap.
Not for me. So, wait.
Did you start throwing quarters?
No, not that. It's not that bad. Actually, this might be worse because...
You're making it rain?
No, because every time the song is about to end, I'm about to go up to the bathroom. So I don't have to pay.
I'm dead.
But it's not for me. When I get invited, I'm just like, dude, that's not... I don't like going to those places.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing I against.
Like, no. But I feel like I have to go at least once, bro. I gotta see what's up.
I'm surprised you didn't go with...
I've never been, bro.
Okay. Not you heard once. Stories about our friend, right? About...
Yeah. In Vegas?
Oh, not in Vegas, but... You know... I guess the girl was going to school and she was like, I don't want to.
Oh, that friend.
I just want to talk.
I'm thinking about another friend.
Oh, okay. But
where he got five songs.
Yeah. And then he's just like, I don't want to, you don't have to dance. I just want to talk.
No. Our other friend.
Oh, okay.
Our other friend got five songs and then she was like, all right, well, that's $120. And he's like, oh shit. This costs money.
I'm horrible. It's not my scene, but karma just sounds like a stripper name to me. That just reminds me of that. But all right,
there we go again. I don't know how we end up fucking nudity and strip. We're back.
It's we get serious, and then next thing you know, we're just talking about dumb shit. But all right, you ready to get started?
Oh shit! Yeah, man.
All right, I guess I can go first then. All right, this one was from the tiger, T-H-A-I-G-E-R. It's from Thailand, and it happened last month, February 2021, so it's fairly recent. And this one happened in the Muang district of Kanchanaburi province of Thailand. So a 22-year-old man was found dead inside his home with one of his arms blown off.
Damn.
Because he made a homemade bomb. So you're probably thinking, why is this karma, right? Because like you said, we were just cherry picking on the situation. So apparently this young man had issues with his neighbor. And there were documented reports that this guy was actually making bombs beforehand, and then he would throw them in his neighbor's yard.
Jesus Christ.
But it just never detonated. So the few times, it was like, you know, the frag grenades in Call of Duty?
Yeah.
That's what the image that it looked like. He would just chuck it in the neighbor's yard, and it just luckily it never exploded. Two different occasions, okay? So, you know, I guess the third time was not the charm for this dude, because when he tried making a bomb, shit exploded on him. It detonated on him and it killed him instantly. So, I don't know, man. The poor neighbor was probably talking to the cops and seeing the crime. He's probably like, man, I told y'all, man, this guy was nuts. I heard a loud ass bang, next door. But you might have to see for yourself.
Good one.
Oh, dude, I always get killed. Like, I'm horrible at shooting games, right? I've never seen no shit on the floor, like the C4s or the mines.
Oh,
I'm just like, oh, doop-de-doop-de-doo. I just hop along, boom, I'm dead.
Oh, shit. They didn't have HOA or something? You couldn't just complain?
Well, it's Thailand, man. Remember your story about the Thai hotel?
Oh, yeah.
When they wrote a fucking one-star review.
One-star review?
On TripAdvisor? Right to jail.
And then what happened? He got arrested?
Yeah, he got arrested for...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it was libel or like... Oh, it was defamation.
For defamation?
He spent a whole... I don't know how many... I think he said like a week or some shit.
Yeah, like a week, yeah.
It was an American guy, right?
I don't remember if it was American or not.
Yes, he might have been. It was an American teacher. I think I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, but I think that was in our first ever Scoop-De-Doo.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Scoop-De-Doo, man, we've been getting a lot of requests. Like, when is Scoop-De-Doo coming back? We miss it. I just told them, you know, we're still kind of getting our groove back because, you know, we did take a little break. So
Soon.
Ooh, I burped. It'll get back soon. We got some. We're trying to save some. But...
Like a bonus episode on something on food, bro. Like what we ate, something good we ate.
Ooh, ooh! You know what I mean? Like, okay. You planning this? You let me know what your ideas are.
So once a month, we'll do like a food. Amazing things we ate that month.
Okay,
oh, bro. All right.
Easy. I got you. All right, we'll do that. All right, man. You're up.
It just makes us have to go out and eat more, bro.
Oh, I'm gonna Texas is opening up their vaccination for everybody, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm getting it next week.
Oh, nice.
Well, at least
nice.
first round.
Yeah.
But, you know, but hey, guys, fair warning, even though you get vaccinated, mask up still. Just to let y'all know. Keep people safe.
Yeah, for now, cuz I'm sure we're pretty once like the vast majority of people get their vaccines. I mean, if they didn't, when it's available to everyone and they didn't get vaccinated, I mean, that's on them.
That's on you, yeah.
At least you're protected, you know?
Yeah. But for now, while everyone's not...
Not vaccinated yet.
Yeah.
Mask up still. Yeah.
All right, man.
PSA.
That's our public... Yeah, PSA.
That's our PSA.
Don't be a dummy. Wear a mask.
Don't be a mask hole.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Hey, it's not mine. I swear it's been
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was another Patrick original.
Oh man, yeah, I wish.
Bro, you're on fire today.
That would have been a fire one, huh?
I know. Fuck. Who said it though?
It's all over. It's like online everywhere, bro.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. I want to say I've seen a commercial that says don't be a mask hole.
Did anyone ever say it in a podcast episode before?
I haven't heard it yet.
I forget Patrick
heard
original.
It first.
You heard it here first. So if you hit our subscribe button right here, you heard it right here.
Oh, man. I don't know which story I should do first. I'm going to do this one. It's not that good. So mine is about... This is actually... How many dummies is this? 36 dummies.
That's got to be a record.
36 all in one story, bro. All dead.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right. Or it's some Taliban, bro. Taliban went to a bomb making class. I guess it was like a class seminar. Training. Mind making training at a mosque, right? I'm gonna butcher the shit out of this. Kitla, northern Balk province. But yeah, man, so they went over there to learn how to make some mines and just like your story.
Good segue.
Just like your story, the bomb detonated, bro. And how is this karma? I mean, come on.
You know what they were gonna do with that shit.
yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know who they were targeting. They were gonna target with these mines that they were making. But yeah, there were 6 trainers and 30 trainees. The 6 trainers were foreign nationals. What does that even mean, bro? I'm so dumb when it comes to this.
Are they
It says, including six foreign nationals who were professional mine makers.
So that means they were probably from like another country and...
But they're still part of the...
They're like terrorist sympathizers.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said. So while they were making bombs, it detonated and there was no survivors. And yeah, like I said, they were going to probably target U.S. soldiers. So there's karma. It's karma for you. It's horrible. But yeah, bro, that's crazy. Like, they have like a mind making training class, bro.
Damn, did they have to like... I work in a corporate world, so I do a lot of training too. So did they
have to... Is there like SOPs and like work instructions and like paperwork I gotta sign off? It's you like, gotta run it by QC and like...
It's like, hey, have you checked your Outlook calendar? Have you accepted our invite for the bomb making seminar? I just want to make sure, because I got to make sure like catering is right.
Or like at my work, we have, you have to train like on documents first before you go do like the actual. So I'm wondering if they signed off on that first, bro. Like, did you check your Outlook? I sent you the training document. Yeah, the acknowledgement.
In the military, they always had to do like computer-based training first before you go to the field.
Exactly.
So then they have to do like, okay, I did this. Okay, it didn't go boom. I go to class. Here's my certificate. I'm allowed to go to this class. I hope no Taliban listens to us because I don't want them getting our IP address. Hey, what's that thing in Call of Duty, bro? Like, when you get enough kills, and then... What is that?
You get a kill streak?
Yeah, and then don't you get, like,
you get a
targeting...
UAV? Yeah, you get, like, a UAV, or, like, you get a chopper gunner, or...
Ah, shit, bro. You're gonna have a UAV on our asses.
Oh, shit.
We're gonna be on our own. Who's gonna continue our show when we get UAV'd?
Oh, man. Hey, Josh, I hope you have time for two shows. But yeah, so I guess, an IED is like a mine, right? What's the difference between a mine and an IED?
Well, IED is usually... IED is kind of... A lot of it is disguised in places that you can't really tell. So a lot of times when there's caravans that's driving a road, it's usually disguised in a trash can and like a pile of rocks. Like, you'd never know where it's going to be. It's pretty damn, man. It's crazy, man.
I guess you could say that training seminar blew their mind.
It's like, it didn't explode. Mind blown.
Or you could say it rocked their world. We're horrible. We're gonna get target, bro.
Oh shit. Yeah, I'm not putting this in like our show notes. I'm like, people, boom. I'm not gonna put keywords. Cause they were like,
hey, you know what that reminds me of, bro? You ever seen The Dictator?
Yeah,
bro. When he was on the plane,
and he was
talking about his Porsche, right? Wasn't he talking about his Porsche?
Yeah.
911. If you guys haven't seen, look up that scene of The Dictator. He's talking about his Porsche 911 and I don't know what language, bro. I don't want to butcher it, but
yeah,
in a Middle Eastern language. On a plane, and the person sitting next to him was hella getting scared because all he could hear was 9/11, and like what other sound was he making? I forgot,
he was just making some dumbass noises.
And the passenger next to him thought he was talking about like 9/11, like September 11th, And he was hella scared.
Oh, yeah. I'm not putting this shit in our show notes, bro.
That movie's like funny.
Keywords, fucking NSA, FBI. What the fuck did these guys put?
Yeah, right.
Oh, shit.
As if they don't already know, bro.
Oh, yeah. Hey, shout out to NSA and FBI. If you're listening to us, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Help us reach our download goals. I joke around like I didn't have like a fucking crazy ass clearance back in the day.
That's funny.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm gonna redact that, by the way. But oh shit, this is going straight to YouTube. Fuck me. As you can tell, we don't have much stories this week, so a lot of it is we're just gonna insert banter because that's all we got. I even changed our Twitter bio, bro. Like, all we have is banter. It should be our trademark. Oh shit!
But yeah, guys, let us know if you guys want to do, like, if you guys want us to do the food episode.
Ooh, what are we gonna name it?
I don't know. I gotta sit on it first.
Mm. Well, man, I was going to stick with the bomb theme. Call it the mukbang.
Mukbomb. Mukbomb. Mukbomb ass food.
Ooh. All right. Shit. Patrick Original. I like that. Mukbomb. Okay. I'm pretty sure people are going to like. If we can bring it on camera too while we're eating, it'd be great.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I think we can make it happen.
I mean, we're doing this on camera already, so we might as well. We can try it one of these days. We'll plan it out. We can do, like, random stories and then add a food segment in the end or something.
Yeah.
All right. Now, there you go, dummies. So you were asking about our Scoop-Dee-Doo episode. Now we're going to enhance it with food. So thanks for letting us know.
Make you guys even hungrier.
Yes. Okay, speaking of food, my last story is not involving food, but it's an animal that we usually eat for food. And this one was an Inquirer.net article back in 2019. Oh, I burped. I just had Jack in the Box before this. So a 50-year-old...
Do you have a Jack in the Box?
Bro, the usual, man. Junior bacon cheeseburger and tacos. Oh.
Yo, is Jack in the Box nationwide?
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, because Kansas didn't have Jack in the Box.
See, that's what I'm saying. Because I know some places has Checkers.
Mm-hmm. And then
another place has, and we have Rally's.
Yep. Or Carl's Jr. Yeah, what's or Hardee's.
Hardee's.
Yeah.
My buddy was like, Hardee's is trash. I'm like, wait. But you eat Carl's Jr.? He was like, but it's different. I'm like, oh, I guess. I can't speak on it because I never had Hardee's, but.
There was one point in time when there was a Carl's Jr. and a Hardee's here. So I was confused. I was like, do we hit like some sort of border where it's like smack in the middle of the country?
Yeah.
You're Carl's Jr. and you're Hardee's on this side.
Across the street from each other.
Yeah. I'm like, damn. No, it was, I mean, it was like a few towns away, but I was like, what the fuck? But all right. Well, this one was okay. So he was a 50-year-old man who had a rap sheet of smuggling rap sheet of smuggling cases was found dead after he stole a cow from an Appenahalli village located at the southern state of Karnataka in India. So apparently the cow that he stole wasn't happy about being removed from his pasture. And yeah, so the cow did the most sensible thing and he kicked homeboy in the nuts.
Oh, damn.
Then it ended up killing him. So the other dumb shit that he was trying to do, the reason why he got pretty much kicked in the balls was one, he stole the cow. So I don't know what he did, but he got the cow. He probably put a rope on it to guide it. Walked it about like a mile and a half. Okay. And then he didn't even have the proper vehicle to store this cow. So he was trying to shove the cow to go inside. I don't know if it was a car. Was that?
A Geo Metro, a smart car.
Pretty much, yeah, or something like that. Or fucking, what do you call those little tiny ones? I don't remember what they're called. Anyways, never mind, I forgot what
Mini Cooper?
Mini Coopers, there you go. This was a Mini Cowper, but.
Was that a boy cow?
Yes, I want to say it was because it was aggressive. So Yeah, the cow got pissed. So when he was trying to stuff the cow inside the car, I don't know what fucking car it was. Yeah, the cow was like, it gave him a sweet chin music to the groin area.
Oh, man.
And the next day, there was a lot of people, there was a few people that found him in the outskirts of town and dead, lying there. And they did an autopsy on him and they did confirm that he died from a brutal blow to the groin. So since we're in the topic of karma, imagine, bro, this dude gets reincarnated back to life. Someday. I don't know when. But do you think if he ever goes to like a petting zoo and he sees a cow, do you think he'll freak the fuck out and call that shit Deja Moon?
I was gonna say that was the wrong move.
That'd be a horrible deja vu to have. Like you see a cow, just like, oh my nuts.
Or it happens again,
yeah. Do you believe in deja vus?
Bro, I've had a few. I don't know. I forgot. I know I looked it up before. What the fucking... But yeah, I've had dreams where it's happened. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? It's never happened to you?
It does happen, especially when we travel. For some reason, you tell me, like, especially places that I've never been to before. You go like, hey, where's this place? And I would just literally go there without needing directions. I'm just like, dude, I've been here before. And then I would picture it like inside, like what the inside of a place would look like. And it'd be the exact layout that I thought it would be.
I need to start writing down my dreams.
You start writing down your dreams?
No, I want to.
Do you ever have a recurring dream? Because I do. It's fucking weird.
No.
All right. This is weird.
No, actually, no. I do. I do.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, every time I wake up, my dream always, when I'm about to wake up, it's the Kool-Aid man busting through the wall.
Get the fuck out of here.
Every time. No, foolproof, bro. It could be a sad dream. It could be a happy dream. When I wake up, it's, oh, yeah. And then just kicks down the wall. Foolproof every time. I want to say, like, I have some sort of mental issues, but.
It's Randy Savage in the Kool-Aid suit.
And don't they say, oh, yeah? Like,
yeah, Kool-Aid, yeah, man? They do.
No, I don't. No, it's just a big ass red dude.
I used to have, my teeth falling out, bro. Like, that's all death. The time. Is it?
Yeah. Someone's supposed to die when that's teeth scary. Are falling out. Don't quote me, but I've heard it so many times that like if teeth falls out in your dream.
All the time, bro. I used to have that show all the time. I haven't had it in a long time, but now that I brought it up, I'll probably have it again tonight.
Oh my God. Oh, and I dream a lot about Reptar. I don't know why. Yeah, from Rugrats.
I'm dead.
I've had so much Reptar dreams.
That cartoon is the shit, bro. I've always wanted a Reptar, the chocolate. Remember? Yeah. It had like green stuff in it.
Hell yeah. Dude, I used to play the Rugrats game on PlayStation 1.
Yo, Rugrats is the shit. Rugrats and Doug.
Oh my God. The fucking conspiracy theory about Rugrats like blew my mind.
What is it again?
It's something like, about Angelica is really like she's not right in the head.
Oh, she's not right in the head.
Yeah. And Phil and Lil were supposed to be like a figment of her imagination. The reason why, what was the dad's name? Stu?
Stu.
Yeah. The reason why like they're like, I don't know, having like marriage problems was because Tommy was a stillbirth.
I remember now.
Like that's why they always look like they're fighting or some shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just like reading that and I'm like, holy fuck.
There's so many conspiracy theories on like different shows that like fuck up your childhood for you.
I mean, I barely had a childhood, so that's probably like one of the only things.
Shit.
That was crazy. All right, man. What's your next one?
My last story is... Oh, actually, I have a bonus story, but I'll do that one last.
Okay.
So this guy, an Italian man, 55, and he was a vet, like a veterinarian actually enjoyed big game hunting.
You know how I feel about that.
Yeah. So he posed, which is crazy, bro. This was a vet.
Your job is to save fucking animal lives. Like, oh my God.
The irony, bro. Oh, shit. But yeah, so he's, you know, he's a big game hunter and has gone on many hunts and hunts lions and tigers and bears. Oh my.
Oh my. And, I was like, I know where this fucker is going with this.
But he actually was hunting with his friends in Coye del Oche, northwest city of, dude, I'm butchering these fucking cities. Turin? T-U-R-I-N? Yeah, we're going to go with Turin. But they were hunting for birds, and he slipped and fell into a gorge.
That sucks. Well, not really. I don't care.
But yeah, he had just got back from a hunting trip in Canada and was out hunting again. Like, he doesn't have patience, bro.
He reminds me of that guy from Tarzan, Mr. Clayton. All right, Mr. Clayton, right?
Yeah, it's Clayton. And Clayton. Tarzan was like making, like, he knew him as like his gun sound.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, this guy, I guess this guy got a lot of hate. I think I remember seeing this guy, actually. He got a lot of hate because he would post pictures of him and his, you know, whatever, trophy coat. Yeah. And there was one of a lion that surfaced. And I think, yeah, the internet went in on him. But I guess he also posts, well, quote, "I am being criticized by people who don't know me. I have always loved my work and I have always loved animals. I will carry on hunting until the law changes." But yeah, man. So yeah, he fell into a fucking gorge and passed away. I guess you can say he crossed the lion. I don't know how you could be a fucking
vet.
A vet.
And a hunter like that.
And a big game hunter.
Imagine, like, is hypothetically, if wouldn't that kind of be kind of against your,
yeah,
I don't know, like, if you
your license?
Like hypothetically, you shot a lion, right? And then you missed. And it's injured.
Do you
right?
Save
like
it?
Out of your oath, it's just like, oh fuck, I missed. I gotta patch him up, heal him to life,
and then right? Hunt him another day.
I don't know. I mean, it's just like, wouldn't that be hypocritical?
Yeah, I don't know how that works, bro.
Unless it's like a kill shot, you know, like
yeah.
But then it's just like, oh fuck, I missed again. All right, come here, lion. I fucked up. Let me just patch you up once again. I'll see you in 3 days when you're like, you know, there's scar tissues now and you can heal up real quick.
Yo, so big game hunting is like that, like lions, elephants, rhinos, and shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then regular hunting is just
yeah, your pigs, your turkeys, your yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, those type of hunting, I'm okay with, because generally people that does like those type of hunting is they
eat
them. Yeah. Like I've seen people do like there's a big hunting here in DFW because of the wild boars. Like there's an abundance of wild boars here that
and they're
that
fucking shit up.
Yeah, they fuck shit up. So they, you know, they pretty much the city gives them a sort of like a season. They're like, hey, this season you can hunt X amount that you're allowed to because of population control, then you can, of course. And then a lot of people eat them, usually. And, you know, they just stuff them in a freezer or something. But lions and shit, like, what are you going to get out of that? Just for the gram, and then what? You're going to put them up in your wall as a mount? Shit's fucking stupid.
Make a rug.
Yeah, that's so dumb. My God.
Oh, I have a bonus one, but I don't have a pun for it.
All right, let's come up with it on the fly.
Yeah. So this guy is hunting as well. He shot a bird. He shot a bird out of the sky and the bird fell, was falling, and it hit him in the groin. That's why it wasn't one of my main stories, because he didn't die, but there's a video out there. And it's, bro, that shit just came fucking soaring down, bro. It just hit him in the nuts, bro.
Soaring, flying.
I don't know.
Got cock-a-doodle-doo.
The bird touched his birdie.
Don't touch my birdie.
Bro, that song is funny as fuck.
Yo, it's a classic, man.
Yo, that's a Filipino classic.
It is. Hey, to all our Filipino dummies.
Yeah,
shout out. Send us a video of you singing Don't Touch My Birdie.
That song's funny, bro.
Or have your daddy, Patrick, sing it to you. Let us know if you want an audio of Patrick singing Don't Touch My Birdie. Nah. Red's probably going to request one.
I just sent you Parioque and Edgar. Okay. Say it was me.
Kamukha mo si Parot Luman.
That song's so dirty, bro. Like, before I ever listened to the words, I was like, oh, what the fuck? This is a random ass song. And I listened to the words and I'm like, oh, okay.
How does it go again? I don't remember the lyrics.
Don't touch my birdie. Just call it and it will come. Yeah. Bruh.
How old are you when that song came out? Probably like 9 or 10.
Bro, I was young. Probably like 8, were, 9 maybe.
You were like blasting that shit. Don't touch my birdie.
Bro. And we do the, I think it says like mahilig man tuka or something like that, bro. In English, that means it likes to peck.
Peck to peck. Peck. Peck.
Stop. Bastos. Oh shit. For our non-Filipino listeners, peck peck is
the kitty.
Yeah, the kitty.
Speaking of big game hunting. Meow. It's that Doja Cat, you know?
The Doja Cat.
Yeah.
It's that WAP.
The WAP. The cow luckily didn't become a whopper because kicked the dude in the nuts. So Oh shit. You got any more, bro?
No, that's it, bro.
Okay. Man, I really thought this episode was gonna end in 30 minutes, but
nah, you know us.
We did it again. All right. You got your usual? We got time today.
Yeah, man, as per usual, check out Paolo and his gun club on IG. Paolo actually did our show logo, which is on our merch. Yeah, check out his gun club at SDPGC. And check him out on Facebook at Batang Angas. They make custom shirts and custom decals. Also, check out my boy So Real Mike. He just started streaming again regularly. That's twitch.tv/SoRealMike, SoRealMike. I haven't been streaming, but come follow me on Twitch as well, so you do know when I stream. It's twitch.tv/DamnItsPatrick, same as my IG. But yeah, man, we stream Warzone. I think there's a pretty big update coming up soon, so we're definitely going to be grinding that in the upcoming month or so.
They're going to be grinding that birdie. So, but of
Don't
course,
touch my birdie.
Too bad we can't play it as an outro because we're gonna get fucking copyrighted.
Just cut it. Hold on, let me call Kuya Chito, bro. And
oh, lagot kang yabang naman ito.
No, I'm just kidding, bro. I wish.
Imagine you do bro. Know.
I'm fucking snake, bro.
We Kuya.
Kuya, can we play your song?
I'm just gonna randomly tag them on Twitter. Be like, hey, can we use your song as the outro? But. Everybody won't respond.
That's
but,
my birdie.
Oh, well, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, every single one of them. Make sure you follow us there. And it's not the subscribe button anymore. So follow us there. Also, subscribe on our YouTube channel. We got that going on. And you could probably see us, our stupid faces, you know. And to make that easier for you guys, we can be found on the dumbfounddeadpod.com. And just to reiterate our attempt, not our attempt, our continued fight for stopping Asian hate, we still have our merch handy to you. We did switch carrier. We're on Redbubble now, just because I heard they're better quality. But for our shirt design for the Stop Asian Hate More Than Hashtag, even though how many other weeks pass by, anything that we make from that merchandise, everything will go straight to AAPIfund.org, just so we can combat the racism that's kind of happening right now in our Asian community. So we just want to make sure, we just want to let you know that every proceed goes to that. And if you want to buy extra stuff, like extra dummy gear, there's a lot of different designs out there. Rock our merch. And if you want to not contribute in a financial way, you can also make it so that you share our episodes, tweet about us, follow us on Instagram, put us in your story, tell your friends about us. And we appreciate that a lot. And leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, wherever you can review on our website as well. But you got anything else, bro? Because I got nothing else.
No, that's it, bro.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for tuning to this week's episode. We stretched out a topic that we could have done in 15 minutes. So, and we sure did. Hey, I'm not gonna lie to you, man. When I was looking at the time, when I was like, we're about to start this episode, I'm like, fuck, we're only in 11 minutes. How are we gonna do this? But your boys did it again.
Yeah, we're experts.
An hour of your life wasted or spent, whichever karma you wanted to think about it. But yeah, we just appreciate all of you for tuning in, and we will see you next time. And dummies, make sure you think ahead.
Don't be dumbfounded.
Peace.
Peace.